Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us, and happy Wednesday afternoon. I hope your workday is winding up or starting well if you happen to be a later shift worker. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, we have a new poll from Marquette University, and it's both surprising and not, and we're going to get to perhaps the most surprising element of the poll, which is the question that they asked of Wisconsin likely voters. And that is whether or not Governor Tony Evers should run again. But we're not going to start there. Let's start with the president. We've got Charles Franklin with us, polar extraordinaire from Marquette Law School. Welcome back to the program, first and foremost, Charles. It's nice to see you.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to be with you.
So tell us, how is the president's approval ratings? How are they doing here in the great Dairy State?
A little underwater, 47 approved, 52 disapproved. That's down one percentage point from February when it was 48-51. We haven't polled since February. If you look at national polling, the president's approval rating fell, especially in April and into May, but has climbed back up in May and June. So we don't see what's happening in that middle part in our data. But he's a little underwater, and by a point more underwater than he was back in February.
Any insights when we start looking at the approval or disapproval ratings by partisan affiliation? They're pretty shocking. Want to get to your insights about how do we seemingly exist in two polar opposite worlds? But first, tell us what the numbers say about how Democrats, Republicans, and independents are viewing the president's performance.
Yeah, the approval among Republicans is 90%. That's down all of 2 points from February. Democrats are at 98% disapproval. Only 1% approve, and I guess 1% said they don't know. Independents are pretty negative about the president, up in the 50s and or so in disapproval. So I think there are two things to point to, and one is just how unified both parties are with these completely opposite viewpoints. We've seen, you know, a lot of talk about Republicans regretting their vote for Trump, coming from Democrats saying that. And yet 90% of Republicans approve of what he's doing. And in our poll of those who voted for Trump in November, 93.5% approve of the job he's doing. So I think this is a real issue of if you live in a Democratic bubble where 98% of the people you talk to really don't like the president, it's hard to believe that that other side is so positive. And I, on the Republican side, yeah, there are 10% or so that don't approve of what he's doing, but they're in their own bubble where it's inconceivable to them that independents, for example, could on balance not like the job he's doing. So I think both parties have this bubble problem of being so homogeneous within the party that it's challenging to appreciate that the other side is that different from you.
Let's talk about three of the president's signature policies. Let's start with tariffs, because part of this, to me, whether you identify as Republican, Democrat, or independent, it's about the policies and those impacts and how do people perceive them. So when we look at the president's tariff policies and the likelihood that it will increase inflation, how are things looking on that front?
Yeah, this is where 6 months from now, you could see these policies really hurting him, or if they don't go bad, helping him some. But on tariffs, 57% say that tariffs hurt the economy. Just 31% think that they help. But 61% of Republicans think they help the economy. So again, there's that big difference inside the partisan bubble. We also asked whether his policies generally will lower or increase inflation. And on that one, 55% think his policies will drive up inflation. Just 30% think it'll go down. Though again, a majority of Republicans, 56%, think reduce inflation will be the upshot.
Can I just pop in here and ask you a slightly cheeky question, Charles? And I actually don't mean it. It will sound cheeky, but I mean it as a good faith question. Have you ever asked folks if like facts matter? In other words, there's not disagreement amongst economists that blanket tariffs have a price increasing reality. Like, they are a tax. Right. They make things more expensive. That is a fact. And yet your polling indicates that Republicans simply reject that as economic reality. Does your poll ever get into exploring those kinds of things or the inconsistencies between what people say they believe and what they actually vote for?
Yeah, occasionally we'll present some facts within a question so that people supposedly are working off of that same information. We actually did that in this poll on some different issues. I think the trouble is, or the why it's a difficult thing to deal with, is that if you look at the consumer price index over the spring, that hasn't shot up. On the other hand, the tariffs haven't fully kicked in. And indeed, the tariffs themselves are a moving target. So back to that question of facts, if you're a Republican that doesn't think that tariffs will hurt the economy, you could look at the fact that we haven't seen changes in prices very much and say, see, I told you, it doesn't hurt. On the other hand, what happens 6 months from now if the tariffs do start to have an effect? I think part of the problem here is we have tariffs and they're going to have a negative effect, and that is the consensus of economists, I think, on prices. But they don't have that effect immediately.
Right.
And we act as if those things should respond as quickly as the stock market responds, when in fact, we're probably looking at a 6 to 12 month period before we really see the impacts. And so that leaves both parties able to sit, and well over 90% of Democrats think the tariffs are going to be bad for the economy and going to raise prices. And, you know, it's not nearly as much, but around 60% of Republicans think the opposite. And both of them can remain fairly confident in their facts.
Yes.
Because at least at this moment, we haven't gone long enough to really be sure what the facts are going to end up being.
And
frustrating, you know, isn't it?
It is.
Quick reaction.
Right. Well, economists do a crappy job of explaining that. That effects are cumulative. It depends on the level. It's not totally known. The joke always is ask an economist a question and they'll tell you the amount or when, but never both. Right. And I say that as one. I have many, many economics jokes about economists. But one such policy that I thought, you know, the question showed some tension was about Donald Trump's deportation policy. Tell us more, Charles.
Yeah, we asked that question in two different ways. The first way, and we asked half the sample one question and half the sample the other question, so they're not getting both questions. Do you favor or oppose deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally? And on that question, 56% favor deportations, 43% oppose. That's down about 5 points from 51% in favor in February, so a little bit of a decline, but still a majority in favor. But then the other half sample, we ask exactly that same lead-in, but at the end say, including those who've been in the country for a number of years, have jobs, and no criminal record. With that wording, support is at 44% and opposition at 56%, virtually flipping the results, depending on whether you're just thinking of unidentified immigrants who are here illegally or whether you're adding this additional sympathetic information. People here for a long time, they've got jobs, they don't have a criminal record.
Yeah, like the landscaper that made news earlier this week, who has no criminal record, has been here for a long time, and his three sons are Marines, and the world watched him get beaten by ICE agents, right? That one, it was fascinating to me because we saw some Quinnipiac poll results, I think about 2 weeks ago, that tried to really probe this question, that when you put a more human face on it, and you start talking about kids, folks, people that are here illegally that have citizens, and kids. Polling shows folks are much less supportive of deporting people like that. But with the time that we've got left, Charles, I want to get to the big money question. The question, at least on my mind for the last couple of weeks, has been, should Tony Evers run for re-election? You asked this. Tell us where people in the state of Wisconsin are falling.
Yep. It's 42% he should run, 55% not run, and roughly 3% said they don't know. This is a little underwater, and his job approval is positive, 48 to 46. So the third term is a little more negative for him than his job approval, which is net positive. Also, compare it to where Scott Walker was in 2016, January of 2016. Then for Walker, it was 36 wanted him to run, 61 not run. So Evers is doing a little better than Walker was at this roughly the same time, thinking about a third term. Also, with Evers, 83% of Democrats want him to run, though 15% say no. Republicans are massively opposed, but a majority of independents again say that he should not run again. So I think the numbers are a little better than in Walker's case. On the other hand, Walker obviously ran and he lost, but only by a little bit. So I think there is a little bit of a warning to Evers there.
Mm-hmm.
He still is the most popular politician we ask about in the state. And over his full term, he's averaged over 50% job approval. Right now, he's a little below that. So, you know, he'll make his own decision when the time comes, but there is some reluctance to see a third term.
Yeah, when I was looking through the results, I chuckled and said out loud to myself, I bet Governor Evers himself is in the 3% of poll respondents that are undecided about whether or not the governor should run for a third term. If you have an opinion on that very topic, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Charles, what was the most surprising result of the poll, if you have one?
On this one, there's very little difference by age of the respondent on whether they want Evers to run. The youngest Democrats under 30, 28% say don't run. But for each of the next three age groups, it's 12, 15, and 11% don't run. So there's really no age gradient in wanting him to run, except for those very youngest voters. I thought that was surprising.
That is surprising to me, because I was going to ask you the question about seeing Zohran Mamdani win, and sort of this idea, certainly the debate surrounding David Hogg and the DNC and the younger generation of leadership. Charles, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for your excellent work and for being here with us this afternoon. Folks, that was Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School, pollster extraordinaire, friend of the show, and now your friend as well. We come back, I'm going to have some closing thoughts on succession planning in politics and what it means for Wisconsinites. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.